the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, 8:15, Brock Hunter. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. We'll take a full look at your forecast here in a little bit. Now we won't. I just keep saying that. But right now, first, we got to get to it. Your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? What's up?
Florida.
No, this is actually in Minnesota. Minnesota, there, eh?
Minnesota.
21-year-old guy named Ray Persad. He's a student. He was a student at the University of St. Thomas in St. Paul, Minnesota, last year. Well, April 17th, August 20th, and September 20th, he called in fake bomb threats on the campus. The reason? Because he hadn't done his homework.
Right. See, come on.
What are you doing?
Well, it's just like, dude, they put that in movies now. It's like you're not fooling anybody by that. You know, they're going to find out. They're going to figure it out.
He used an app that blocks your phone number, but federal investigators were able to trace the numbers back to him eventually anyway. He just pled guilty to making a false threat. He'll be sentenced later this year. Yeah, you can't do that. What would happen to the good old days where you just said your dog ate your homework, right?
Or just... with the pulling the fire alarm, that's probably not going to be as worse as a bomb threat, right?
Well, it's not as bad, but you still can't. It's still highly illegal.
Yeah, right.
You know, what's a new trend right now is students are faking their own kidnappings on Zoom.
Oh my God, dude. kid gets kidnapped.
I mean, it's creative. Don't get me wrong. But folks, all right, if you didn't do your homework, just fess up to it, okay? Just say, look, I didn't do it. I'm sorry. Don't be calling in bomb threats. Don't be faking your own kidnappings. It's not smart.
Just do what we used to do, man. Be like, hey, Charlie, dude, I'll give you my lunch money for like 3 days. Just let me copy off
your real quick. God, you remember, I don't know about you, but how many times, like, in that 3 minutes before the next bell rang, you're just scrambling, trying to copy down as much as you can before you have to go to the next class. You're still writing as you walk in through the door.
Oh, my. Dude, we used to have a teacher that would just walk around and check to make sure you did it. She wouldn't actually grade it. She'd just, okay, if you did it, I'll give you credit for it. Figured this out, like, 3 weeks into class that only one person had to do it, and they would just hand it behind her back and forth, and she just kept checking it off her list.
See, if she was smart, she would have checked the paper. Then she would.
I know.
Why does this sheet have 13 check marks on it? Wait a minute.
Every single paper looks exactly the same.
Wait a minute.
I had no idea. She didn't know. It was incredible.
Well, she probably did know. She just didn't care. You know, she just wanted to get through. Right. Then she could get back to her desk, get the flask out, and pour a little whiskey in her coffee to deal with you monsters. She's like, God, another day with these jerks.
Another day. It's glug, only glug, Tuesday. Glug.
I wonder what the number is, how many teachers actually have flasks in their desks. The number has to be through the roof.
You know, I think there's probably not so much more nowadays because everything is friggin' video recorded. You can't get away with anything anymore. But in the 90s and the 80s, dude, they were boozing hard.
Had to.
For sure.
Just to put up with us. Anyway, sorry. To all the teachers out there everywhere, we're sorry. We're sorry.
I'm sorry I put you through the gauntlet of the 4 years I was there.
Sorry about the bomb threats that we used because we didn't do our homework.
That's a bit extreme.
We apologize and we understand that we gave you all drinking problems. All right, there you go. That's your WTF.